All right. No pretzels.
No, I'm pretzel free today.
Okay.
It's that stupid mic.
It's not the pretzels, Jack.
Well, I used to be able to eat pretzels with the old mic because I just pull away from the mic. Now this one, this snowball mic, picks up everything.
See, you gotta be the master of the mute button. That's all you need to do.
Nah, it's too much work. I hit the mute button, we might lose the podcast.
He prefers the pull away method.
Yeah. Which never worked, by the way.
Nick, you want to pull it out now?
Yeah, I'll pull it out now.
Pull it out for us, Nick.
Dirty old river must keep you rolling, flowing into the night. People so busy makes you feel dizzy. Taxi light shines so bright, but I don't need no friends. As long as I got my Ramblecast podcast, I am in paradise. Sha-la-la. Sha-la-la, silly, silly, but it's fine. It's Ramblecast podcast time. It's Ramblecast podcast time.
There you go. Woo! That might have been one of your best ones.
RCAD, way to go.
Nice drawing there.
That's pretty cool.
That was by the Kinks.
Yes, I recognized it. Straight away there. Although, not before you started singing, but way to go. Oh,
nice. I could see Matt trying to think who it was. He had that look like...
At first, I was like, is he going to sing I've Got the Touch?
I got the touch! I got the power!
Go ahead.
Power! I got the touch!
I actually didn't look that up forever ago. Those chords are freaking weird for that song. So
Yeah, they are.
But it's not easy. Like, I listen to music all the time at work, and every now and then I'll hear a song. I'm like, that'd be a pretty good one. Let's try that one.
Well, you have 13,000 songs to listen to, right?
That's true, or more. I don't know how many. Yeah. I have a lot. But
that's an inside patron pizza joke there.
Pizza Bigate.
Pizza, yeah. I think my headphones are going on me. I only get one side now.
So speaking of music, So I'll kick off what have I been doing this past week? Well,
did anybody ask?
Yeah, not really, and nor do I care.
My daughter
is getting into music.
Nice.
Like, a lot, which I'm super super happy about. And today she created her first Apple Music playlist.
Nice.
So I'm going to go through this list here, and I got to say, it's a start. So she created her own music playlist. She wrote all the words out as phonetically as possible, and actually even for some words, like, drew images to represent the words, which I thought was kind of cool itself. I got to go find that piece of paper before I throw it out and save it somewhere. But she made a playlist of so now Siri at home will respond and play her playlist on the HomePod, which is kind of cool. So song number one, Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys.
Okay.
Song number two, Heartbeat Song by Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. American Idol winner, right?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Song number three, which has quickly become the bane of my fucking existence, Dream by JoJo Siwa.
Oh, JoJo. Yeah.
JoJo Siwa needs to just disappear.
I'm thankful my kids actually
So it's some dance mom. It's some dance mom's kid who like literally was on, like, on the TV show Dance Moms, I think it was called. It's just a classic.
She's story one of my favorite ones.
Of a crazy dance mom like making money off of their kids, and it's horrendous music.
That was my dance lady impression.
But she totally loves it. Song number four, very proud of her for this, but by one of my favorite bands, Wolfpack. The song is called Back Pocket. Great choice. I'm Coming Out, Mo Money, Mo Problems by Zoe Deschanel and Anna Kendrick from the Troll soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh, Roar by Katy Perry. Whatever It Takes by Kids Bop Kids, number 38.
There you go.
Thunder by Imagine Dragons. And last but most definitely not least, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Really? There you go.
Yeah, so like we have this new thing in the morning where we get ready, we get to go to school, have breakfast. I'll cook up breakfast, get her dressed, and if she manages herself effectively in the morning, meaning doesn't fart around and like, you know, whatever, being all lackadaisical. If she eats, cleans up, brushes her teeth, gets ready for school on time, we get to have an extra minute in the car, a minute or two in the car to listen to music in the morning. And the song that we listen to every morning now on the way to school used to be You Got a Friend in Me by
Randy Newman.
But it's now Bohemian Rhapsody, which is like she's totally graduating up the ranks of great music. So by the time if we leave the house and by the time we get to the parking lot, we'll be pulling into the parking lot of the school just as the Wayne's World headbanging solo pops up. And let's just say I don't turn down the radio when I pull into the elementary school parking lot. And I got a hat tip from her music teacher who kind of runs the line of cars that come in the morning.
Hey, our music teacher runs the car line. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
There you go.
Is it the same one?
Yeah, we both live in Franklin, but yeah, go figure.
All right.
We do both live in Franklin. However, was your Franklin rated the number two safest community in the United States of America?
Well, no, it can't be because yours was.
That's right. It was Franklin, Massachusetts, second safest town in the United States of America.
Because all the crime's in Boston.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got to go to Boston to commit a crime.
But yeah, so that's the new thing with us.
Who is number one?
I don't care. But... quite frankly,
Chicago,
it was actually Franklin,
Raleigh, yeah, North Carolina.
This is our new like ritual in the morning, though. She's getting into new music every morning.
That's cool. That's awesome. Cool.
So I gotta figure out what the next song I'm gonna try and brainwash her with is.
I do remember when my daughter first started making a playlist and there were songs on there. I was like, wait, where did you hear this from? Like, how do you know about Katy Perry's Firework and Miley Cyrus, like Party in the USA? Like I was semi annoyed that like these songs like somehow snuck their way into my daughter's like, you know, earworm, and then into mine. But yeah, Cousins, go figure, right? Like they're always going to introduce your kids to other stuff that you're like,
damn Cousins, man.
Damn Cousins. Right. So
I think my wife is to blame for a good number of these. Girl on Fire is just, that's actually a really good song, but Heartbeat song. My wife loves that song. JoJo Siwa. I blame that on YouTube Kids.
I've never heard of that person.
You're good. It's good.
You stay away.
The Troll soundtrack. I don't. Whatever, dude. That entire soundtrack is straight fire.
It's fun. Yeah.
Katy Perry Roar. I guess here's the thing: is that the majority of these poppy songs are all about like strong women, which is pretty badass.
Right.
And then Fight Song. That was actually a song that we played for my wife when she was going through chemotherapy and whatnot. So that's kind of like a special family song, Whatever It Takes. So I actually, if you think about it, all these songs actually have really good meaning, and the theme of all of them is to be very strong, which is actually, I guess, subconsciously a pretty great thing.
There it is. And you're talking about Katy Perry, and I remember when we were running the rink years ago, and I Kissed a Girl and I Like It, that song was on. So we had the top, was it, they have these CDs they sell, like it's like about number one, number two, number three. I forget what it was. We would just put that on and play that kind of music or play Muzak. And the song I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It came on, and a guy came off the ice and complained that that song should not be played during public session. I go, what's wrong with the song? He goes, it's talking about a girl that kisses a girl and she likes it. I go, okay, I'm not getting it. Is it swearing? Is it cussing? They go, no. I go, is anybody else complaining out there? They go, no, I just don't think it should be played. I go, well, it's already played. I can't take back time. So well, in the future, you shouldn't play it. I go, literally everyone requests that song when they, can you please play that song? I go, so sorry. I think I got to go with the majority here.
In the future, that guy's just going to have to get the fuck over it.
You get songs like that all the time, though.
Watch out. Wait, yep. Yeah, your bigotry is showing. I can see it right there. Yeah, it's right there.
You'd have certain groups that would come in. And,
not you, Matt. I'm talking about the guy from North Carolina.
Yeah.
You'd have groups like that come in all the time, and they would come up and go, why are you playing that song? And, of course, I don't even listen to the lyrics of the song. I go, what song? And they go, I didn't even know they say that in the song. But you're like going, well, there's no swearing in it. But
it's just people being
I go, people like the beat of the, when you're skating, they just want something peppy, something, you know. Yeah, something snappy. We need Nick there to sing live is what we need of it. people would complain, and so then what I would do to be a dick, which is shocking, I would put on just the boring, I'd find music that it would be like some foreign kind of, just some kind of crappy would just go, music.
At that time when he complains about that song, I would just go straight to the Divinyls. And like, you see what happens when you think about me, I touch myself, but
or Culture Club or somebody,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Come. But you know, Chris, you deal with the public, and Matt, you deal with the public, and it's just and Nick, you're around the public, so you're just not going to please people. It just, no matter what you do, somebody's going to be pissed off. I go, can't we just skate? I go, who even listens to the music? Just, you're there to get exercise. But they literally, I think at least once a week, somebody would complain about a song. Now, when people say, can you play this song? I go, all right, I don't know this song. Does it have any swear words in it? Because if it does, I'm going to come find you and smack you.
Yeah, but Jack, we live in the United States of America. It's kind of like our thing that everybody has to be pissed off at something.
Right? Well, I get that, but it's just like pick and choose your battle. I go, like I said, the song was over.
Mm-hmm. If you're not offending somebody, you're not doing it right.
And we did get a bad Yelp review, and it might have been that guy.
Even Bohemian Rhapsody offended people.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
no, because of Beelzebub and so many things that were mentioned in there.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, my stepmom actually was not a fan of that song because of the allusion to the gun violence. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, like the first couple of times I played it with my daughter, I definitely turned down the song during talking about I just killed a man. I put a gun against his head, pulled the trigger, and now he's dead. It's pretty much some of the most morbid lyrics ever written. Not the most, but some of. Like, I've also gotten to the point now where I've just slowly turned that volume up a little bit and just sang it and kind of made it sound like it was no big deal. And
it's cool. Here's a good debate. What do you think the song is about?
I don't know.
Or do you care?
It's about four guys driving in a Pacer.
Yeah. The Mirthmobile.
Yeah, I don't. It was a Pacer, right?
It was a Gremlin.
Was it a Gremlin?
It was a Gremlin.
I think it was a Gremlin.
Okay, well, Gremlin, Pacer. Oh, Pacer was Pacer was the ostrich egg, right? You guys probably don't remember this, but it looked like an ostrich.
All right,
it could have been. It was a Gremlin. Yeah,
I think it was. I think it was a Gremlin, but I'm thinking Pacer is the ostrich egg car.
No, it was definitely a Pacer. Pacer. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, I hate to point out, but who was right? I hate doing that.
Don't let it go to your head, Jack.
I hate being that guy who says, yeah, I was right, you're wrong. But
you know who wasn't right?
I don't like to do that. Nick?
Everybody at ESPN, when the Patriots beat the shit out of the Chargers.
You know, and people, I keep, you know how many people said, You know how many people sent me condolences yesterday? Sorry about your team, bud. Hey, sorry, man, about your team.
I finally just said thanks.
I got to say, though, I mean, I did not expect that game to go the way that it went.
Actually, late Saturday night, I was doing some stuff, and I said,
Cleaning the gutters?
Yeah, I wasn't doing the gutters. Okay. I was doing some research on the game, and I said, you know what? I know the Chargers are out of linebackers. They have all their linebackers were injured, and their front is not that good against the run. I go, they're just going to pick apart. They're going to do little screens to the running backs, little dump offs to the running backs all day, and they're going to kill the Chargers. Now, did I expect that? Now, people go, it's only been 2 years, but it was kind of hard to watch in a way where you're watching Rivers and realizing his time's up, and Gates, who's both have had great careers.
Gates now is even like he's got to be closing on 40.
No, he's probably the same age as he's probably 36, 37. Remember, he came out he was 22, 23 when he came to the league, 24 maybe. Yeah, he's old. I mean, this could be his last year, but you're thinking, all right, this has got to be their last chance at doing it.
Oh, shit. So it's born like 2 weeks after I was.
so when you're watching these guys, but for football, that's pretty old. You know, you rooted for these guys for so long, and then now you're like going, I mean, I didn't cheer when the Patriots scored, but I went, I just don't want Spanos to get his greasy little fucking hands on that trophy. Could you see yesterday, the Chargers were pissed because their bus to get into Gillette Stadium was being blocked. And they said, and the guy got out and goes, you fucking Patriots, you're doing your, I guess he was screaming at the Patriots, but it was the owner of the Chargers taking forever to get their stuff out of their SUV that was holding the, so someone had a great quote on Twitter yesterday. Said, again, the owner of the Chargers holding back the team. Meaning the Spanos family, because they were the ones blocking the bus. It wasn't the Patriots this time with dirty tricks. But no, congrats to the Patriots. I rooted for them yesterday, but I'm back to being I'll be a Kansas City fan next week.
Well, hey, you know, the statistics show, though, the last time they won a playoff game on the road was against the San Diego Chargers in 2006.
Yes, it was. Well, 2007.
Yeah, 2007.
It was 2006-2007 season. Yes. They should have lost that game, by the way.
So that's a long time to win a playoff game on the road.
But, you know, football's a game of – because I know people were like going, oh, the Patriots are this. Football's a – any sport's a game of it's how you match up. Yep. You might be able to beat this team,
right,
but you can't beat this team. And they just didn't match up well against the Patriots, especially coaching. Bill Belichick was so far ahead of what he just – and the Chargers, they had that just blank stare on their faces like, nothing's going right. Nothing's going right.
It was tough, man. It was a tough game for the Chargers, but I have to point out that I mentioned this last week, but Tom Brady broke another record.
Yeah.
He is the first ever 41-year-old or older to win a postseason game in NFL history.
Now, did you see the breakdown of what Gronk did?
Which?
Gronkowski, his blocking. They showed him, basically he was just a blocker.
Yep.
And probably the Chargers never thought that, okay, Gronkowski's going to be – we have to cover Gronkowski. Well, he wasn't going out. He was blocking. And basically he was – because the key to Belichick's system and Brady's system for Brady is you have to give him time, mm-hmm. right, like anything else, where yesterday they prevented Rivers from having any time. I mean, how many sacks – I think the Patriots had 30 sacks on the season. They sacked him like 3 or 4 times yesterday and also had like – 10 or 11 hurries. I mean, it was where he was being hit too. It was just crazy. I don't think the Chargers were expecting that. Yeah, even though their offensive line is because the Chargers, are, oh, we finally got an offensive line. But they finally started playing good teams towards the end of the season. And it showed that the offensive line wasn't as good as they thought it was.
Yeah, it was good.
They were supposed to yesterday.
But yeah, and then you had that one, like, was it the quintessential 25 yarder to Gronk, where he was just a beast, man. Like, yeah, he took three people on his shoulders, like, no big deal.
I wouldn't want to tackle him.
No, I wouldn't either. But that was a reassuring game for us. I have to say, like, the Patriots just they find a way to unlock that last quarter tank of gas at the end of season, and they just it's the preparation, it's the coaching, and as you said, Jack, it's how masterfully they practice for matchups. You're absolutely right. It's day in and day out.
Belichick is if you give him time, and he had basically 2 weeks to prepare for either the Chargers or was it the Colts? Could have been there.
Yep.
Or Baltimore. I'm sorry, Baltimore.
Could have been the Ravens. Yeah.
Ravens. I mean, Ravens. That wouldn't have been too hard to pick apart. They, you know, I still say if the Ravens would have started Flacco in the second half, the Chargers would have lost because the Chargers' offense has been struggling the last 4 or 5 weeks because of the offensive line. But yeah, it was tough to watch, but it was just great seeing those. Because I posted something on Twitter. Where were all these diehard Charger fans when I was taking crap from 2010 to 2016 from all the NFL fan bases? Because what happened was they start winning, and all these Charger fans that, I'm going to be a Charger fan again. I get caught up, but they get caught up in the hype, you know, and they're all, Chargers, I've always been a Charger. I mean, I saw people on Twitter and Facebook who haven't posted anything about the Chargers since 2016 or even worse, 2000. When they made last minute playoffs in San Diego 2013, suddenly I'm a Charger. Because you see, always see those people on Facebook that go, "Hey, my team won today." And I go, "When have you been a Patriots fan?" You know, but it just, you know, people like to be surrounded by a winner. They like to be included. But yeah, I feel bad for those people that jumped on the bandwagon. I hope it didn't hurt falling off. But
yeah. Anyway. Well, then we got the game this weekend against the Chiefs. And it's
going to be
like
cold.
It's going to be in the single digits potentially for
-5.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. So we'll see how the
40-year-old body holds up.
We'll see how the newbie holds up, who's never played in a single-digit playoff game in his life.
I don't think he just has that kind of attitude where nothing phases him.
Yeah,
I don't think the pressure of the game's not going to faze him, and he's talented. I mean,
the dude's a stud. Like
he's the next. If he doesn't get hurt, he's the next superstar in the NFL.
Absolutely. If he maintains his trajectory, if he maintains his strength in the way he plays right now without injury or without getting getting in his own head, like he will potentially be he'll surpass Brady if he can keep it up.
Well, again, he makes throw. I mean, it's hard to say he surpassed Brady because
he could if he keeps it going,
but he makes throws that you look and you go, I don't know how he made that throw.
But he's got like 16 years to figure that shit out, so we'll see.
Yeah. Anyway, it should be a fun game. Anyway, Matt, do you want to talk about this weekend's games or anything? Well, Matt left us. Matt just said, fuck you.
I wanted to detour back to the playlist so I get to say anything. One of the things that I have really enjoyed more than the movies, Guardians of the Galaxy, I've enjoyed the soundtracks that have come along with them. Not because they're good, but because they're introducing kids to music that's not of this generation, and they're curious about it.
How the fuck did we get to this? I like accidentally clicked on the wrong button.
Well, they asked
me, and now you see why I don't do the mute button.
Yeah, we asked if you wanted to talk, and you weren't there, so I went, "Yeah, an opportunity."
I went to click the unmute button, and then
I asked you a question. I said, "Hey, Matt, would you like to talk about this weekend's game?" You left, and I said, "So he must have said, fuck you, I'm gone."
Yeah, that's how it felt. But go ahead, Guardians of the Galaxy, though.
Well, I was just saying, like Matt, that you know, I've enjoyed the soundtracks because they're introducing kids to a lot of this older music, and they're getting into it. Like I know in my nephew's, either when he was in kindergarten or first grade, like the teacher would play music during like certain periods of the day, and the kids would get to request songs. And when he got to request a song, he said, "I want to hear Fox on the Run by The Sweet." And of course, the teacher's like, "Who the hell is The Sweet?" Because you know, like, even that song is older than she was. So,
that's Ready Steve, right?
Yeah. That's Ballroom Blitz.
Ballroom Blitz. Yes, I love
those. Yeah, my daughter might be the youngest Redbone fan there is. It's fantastic.
And that's what's great about it, because even like I said, both my nephews, one's 10, the other one's 7 now. They love glam rock. I mean, it's so nice to see kids liking early 70s rock. It's just, you know, so you're talking about Queen and Bowie and all that. Like, they just love that.
Do you think kids, say today's kids, like your kids, Matt and Chris, you think they're going to go like 40 years that their kids are like, yeah, I like this, today's music. Like a Katy Perry, is she going to be popular 40 years from now?
No.
Not at all?
I don't know. I mean, I think some of those songs, yeah.
She's got enough staying power. I could see that kids would grow up and they would still have a reminiscent quality for a song that they
heard. A big thing about it, though, is it's like the anthem song. So, you know what I mean? Like a lot of those songs, like a lot of today's songs, like your Katy Perry stuff, and like even the Kelly Clarkson, like from my daughter's list there, they're these crazy ballad sing-alongs, you know? And I think that's what, I think that's why my daughter's so like attached to them. Like she loves to belt it out and dance.
I mean, I could see that, but because if you attach to it at a young age, yes, I can see you liking it. But then how many kids today do you see like belting Madonna or a lot of the songs that were just at the time hit songs, but don't really have any lasting meaning? You know, to me, a song that is a classic, you can relate to it. Anybody can relate to it years later.
What about a Michael Jackson song now?
I mean, like, but yeah, I mean, Michael Jackson, Thriller. Like, Thriller is still there. Billie Jean is still there. I mean, that Thriller album, even though about three quarters of it's good, there's like two tracks that you can kind of elbow off of it. But that's his one true classic album. You know, Off the Wall has about three, four good tracks. And then Bad has a lot of tracks, but they don't hold up like Thriller does.
Don't be talking bad about Man in the Mirror.
No, I love Man in the Mirror.
Because you can make a change.
No, yeah. No, there's some – I like, you know –
Simone!
You know –
It's a cool video.
Is it the one with the motorcycle and the rabbit? What's the one that – I always like?
I don't know, but that sounds like
a video. I don't remember. There was a cartoon video that he did for
Motorcycle and a Rabbit.
What's it? Librarian Girl, maybe? Or
– Motorcycle and a Rabbit.
Actually, my favorite track off that record is the one from Captain Eno.
Did you say Captain Eno?
Yeah, Captain EO.
EO, sorry.
Okay. That's okay. I was just thinking Brian Eno.
They got rid of that attraction at Disneyland, by the way.
It was too arty, Captain Eno. It was just like way too spacious. And like,
Eno is a...
another part of me. That's it.
And it's a thing that helps your tummy in Canada. It's a little mix.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because Russ the Canadian. When you go up to Canada, get me one, 'cause it works great.
A big cheese fan, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's not from Kansas City either. So he's a total bandwagon jumper.
He likes the Royals, the Chiefs, and Kansas Jayhawks.
Who are the chefs?
Yeah, so I don't know why. Yeah. It never made sense, but he finally explained it because he was in – he liked George Brett, or was that –
Who didn't love George Brett's the man?
He was.
Dude, that video of him talking about shit in his pants, I don't know if you've seen it. It's hysterical. You don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. So
when he had hemorrhoids, right?
So he's like a first base coach, right? And he's telling this rookie about how he shit his pants when he's playing. It's one of the funniest things you'll ever see. Just Google it, watch the YouTube video of George Brett shitting pants.
Okay.
I'll have to watch that. I don't think I've ever heard that. I know it was a big deal when he had hemorrhoids in the World Series.
Yeah.
I'd like to just give a shout out to the listeners. Guess what I'm eating? I'm not eating anything.
I'm hungry too, but I said, can't bring any pretzels up because that's too loud, too crunchy.
Guess what I'm drinking right now, Sherry?
Sherry.
You're drinking Fresca. Now, if she guessed that would be
crazy. Because
of course, most people don't know what a Fresca is.
But I do want to give a shout out to Jay, Jack, and especially Colleen for sending me this nice little Christmas present. It is a tablet of paper that's got the Jay and Jack logo in the top corner.
I have the same thing.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah,
your gift just dropped so much value personally. Well, like, I thought I had this one of a kind reading paper.
I have it too.
Well, actually, you know, I mean, if we get any listeners
I think it was my idea.
Meanwhile, Matt and I or Nick and I are like, we didn't get shit.
Yeah, sorry. Well, but the thing was, I said, you know, if Matt could do his artwork on the notepad.
And that's what I've been working on for any listeners that give us a rating, a review, an email.
5-star. We don't want any of that 1-star crap.
None of that 5-star shit. So give us a 5-star and say, wow, I want a piece of Matt's artwork. So,
what? And, I'm sorry, I'm reading what Nick put in the chat. Only in Florida. You got to tell the story now.
So okay. Meanwhile, in Florida.
So, okay, a friend of mine sent this to me today, and I just remembered it. Like random articles. So if anyone doesn't know, today a zookeeper in Florida was killed by an alligator while attempting to sexually assault another alligator.
Oh, my God. His name is Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, really? Superman, come and save me, Superman.
Hold on.
Only in Florida.
I just eyeballed this article here, and I went down to the bottom, the last paragraph, and apparently Mr. Olsen worked at the Columbus Zoo. So in 2002, three employees at the Columbus Zoo were condemned after it was revealed that zookeepers allowed people into the zoo after business hours for the purpose of fornicating with the animals in exchange for money.
By the way, that's wrong, but I just want to say, bow chicka wow.
Oh, actually, had nothing to do with this. This is from the Naples Zoo. But what's going on over in Columbus?
Yeah, no shit. Columbus, Ohio? Are we talking about the same Columbus?
Because there's
a lot
flight.
Of Columbus out there. You know, it's like Franklin. Like any state has a Columbus.
Wait, is this a real article?
I think so.
Yeah, it was written by Jimmy Olsen.
Before he got killed by the alligator.
Right, Caesar's ghost, Batman.
I got something for the Daily Planet.
All right. So here's a quote from the article. He had his pants around his knees and was lying down on top of one of the animals with his back to the others. The poor guy didn't stand a chance. We can see him being dragged into the water, then he disappears from sight. He was probably dead within 30 seconds of the attack.
By the way, poor guy is referring to the alligator, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
was he quick and a quick death?
Here's the deal. Whoever provided that quote is straight up the one fucking the other animals. There's no way around it. Like, how do you provide that quote to an it can't be real. It is real.
A poor guy never saw it coming.
The poor guy didn't stand a chance. So hold on. We can see him being dragged, which places the person who gave the quote in the same vicinity of the alligator bang.
He was
probably dead within 30 seconds of the attack.
Zoohub.com.
Dude. Yeah, you got to start questioning this guy.
Well, the guy that wrote the article?
Oh, no. Captain White. According to Captain Henry White, he was a cop. This is the cop providing the quote.
Well, it's Florida cops. So.
Dude,
all respect to cops, but it's Florida. They've seen some shit.
Yeah. they probably go, yeah, it's every day.
That's every day. Just another news story for Florida, man.
So Jimmy Olsen.
Could he just snuck into Disney World and did one of the robotic ones?
Jimmy Olsen had been working with the reptiles at the Naples Zoo for the last 2 years. He was considered a reptile specialist. He was killed by a 24-foot-long male alligator.
24 feet long?
Named Brutus.
Yeah, you don't fuck an alligator named Brutus. And
Brutus
by the way,
or Bluto?
Oh, no.
Did he have a pocket full of kryptonite?
I think he might have.
Okay. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I did double check it just to make sure. So, according to Snopes.com, it says that it is false.
We should have known with a name like Jimmy Olsen,
right?
Stop spreading fake news, Nick. Yeah,
come on, people.
Hey, but it's still a funny article.
It is a funny article.
Funny article, but it was funnier knowing it could be true in this.
Oh, there are 44 pages of replies to this article.
We should have known, too, a 24-foot alligator. That's a big fucking alligator.
It says 12-foot. Jimmy was 24 years old, but the...
I think Chris said 24-foot alligator. I was like,
no. I feel like this is just a besmirched Columbus.
Oh, 24-year-old. No, in the caption, it says he was killed by a 24-foot-long male alligator.
All right, that's where
you know it's false. Yeah.
Because that's a big...
Oh, my God.
How do you rape an alligator? I mean, just physically...
Dude, okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's jump into the comments because we just should. First comment says one less Hillary supporter.
Oh, shit. Are you kidding me?
There's a response. Lily responds saying, idiot, the guy was an American. Why would he be a Hillary supporter? But apparently you're a supporter of a jackass. Oh, boy.
So then it got ugly after that, right? So you get the first troll, and then people get all angry with it.
Hey, love is love, people.
People arguing about a political thing on a fake news article.
That's what makes America great.
This is this epitomizes 2016 election right here.
Would you spill your drink there?
Again. I've done it twice now.
You should have the big cup.
Bystander says, what would our dear little Jimmy be remembered as? A reptile specialist?
Ooh.
Oh, God, that's ugly.
Oh, my God. That's just the first page.
Yeah.
It goes on for 44 pages, but this is a fake news story. Actually makes the comments even better.
Well, I think I know I've told this story before, but when I had the store, Mailbox, et cetera, years ago in Lakeside, California, I was watching the news, and a guy got arrested for sexually assaulting horses. Mm. And they showed his picture. Holy shit, that's one of my customers. Oh, God. So it was one of my customers. But one of my other customers was also Joan Embry, who was famous from the San Diego Zoo, used to be on Johnny Carson. And she was telling me, she came in and we were talking about it. She actually had to get a restraining order against this guy because the guy was going after her horses and it was actually affecting the horses. It was making them, in a way that was hurting the horses. So yeah, she said he was a dangerous guy. So she was glad he was getting locked up for, I don't know how long he got, but
apparently he worked on the set of Mr. Ed.
Yeah. Oh, Wilbur.
I knew a guy that got busted for having sex with a cow, you know, and
you knew a guy?
Yeah, I knew. I mean,
to be fair, you're from Tennessee.
I'm not saying he was a close friend or anything. I just knew him.
Sure. Yeah. Threw a stone at high school and you hit somebody.
He went to the county school or something. Okay. But basically, how do you ever look at somebody again and been like, you're the guy that fucked a cow? Like, you're not going to forget that ever.
No. Was he saying, did he have a shirt saying, where's the beef? too soon.
It's definitely not between two patties.
Yeah. Well, he obviously wasn't a vegetarian.
Yes.
But yeah, it was okay. Well, how old was he when he did it? I mean, not that it matters, but
I think he was.
Was it a dare or was he drunk? And
no, I think he was just drunk and lonely. But he's probably in his early 20s.
Man, that's I don't know.
Yeah, I'm getting trapped into the comments. This is absolute gold. Oh my gosh. Some of these comments are just ridiculous.
Well, that's the best thing about comments is people get so angry and they just start tearing into each other.
Well, they get creative. And then, sometimes it's fun just to shit on people.
Oh my goodness gracious. Some of these are just like straight up like the reason why our country is just completely fucked right now.
They're trolls, man.
Oh my goodness.
It's like when the Rams won the other night. I've seen this video God knows how many times of LeBron walking through the locker room, like shaking hands to the Rams players. And it's just like a constant of like, LeBron, nice purse, asshole. Because like he's wearing like this.
He's wearing his
big ass black.
I saw people were saying that's not a satchel.
Yeah. It's like, good God.
Not that there's anything wrong with a man having a purse.
It's a European. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a man bag that I wear to work. You know, I mean, I don't wear it. I just take it to class.
Does it match your outfits?
Is it fanny pack?
It does, you know, it does match my outfits, so, and my shoes, too, so.
I mean, times have changed. I mean, I wouldn't have done it 20, 25 years. Well, I probably still wouldn't do it, but I just have a backpack or something. I'm not faulting anyone that has it. If you want to have a purse, you have a purse. I don't care.
It's a large bag.
It's a satchel.
It's a satchel, like
a mail carrier.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, Indiana Jones style. It's got some latches on it, so.
Yeah, but if you look at the, if you see this video, LeBron, it's clearly a purse.
Like, oh,
it's
okay.
He's LeBron. He can do whatever.
The LeBron, yeah.
That's true. So, I mean,
he probably is got paid to do it. Knowing LeBron, he doesn't do anything for free.
That's true.
Shout out to his Etsy page, which is blowing up.
Nick. Nick.
Yes, Chris.
Thank you for showing me this page.
Well, I knew, that's why I put your name in it, because I knew of all the people, you would appreciate this article.
This is meanwhile in Florida. Chris.
He knew you like animal fucking stories.
What? But if you ever feel bad about yourself, just read the comment section and just this. These are what. Oh my god!
Well,
we're getting Sodom and Gomorrah references. This is amazing.
I sometimes read the comment section on real news, and I'm like, oh my gosh, people! Like, facts are not opinions. Okay, so please do not refute facts as like, well, that's just the news source's opinion. And I'm like, no.
Well, since we're talking about,
so I work with Jimmy. He's a good guy, although he would give the shirt off his back. He had a proclivity for the reptiles and never went without protection. He was so afraid of Gatorades. And too bad no one had his back except the other gator.
That is straight up cold blooded.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's funny. You talk about comments. I'm on this neighborhood message thing where people, you know, tell you something's going on in the neighborhood, something like that.
Oh, man, did you post your video?
My video?
Yeah, of like people.
Oh, the guy destroying the mailbox? No, yeah. I didn't do that.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Sorry. But the. It's like every day someone posts a video. Yeah, I saw someone strange in a strange van, and they're doing things they shouldn't be doing. What should I do? And the next one is always, why don't you call the police? You take the time to go. It's like, why do they? But every day someone posts something about, hey, there's people going in this backyard of my neighbors. I don't think they belong there. What should I do? Call the police. It literally every day. Because I was telling my wife about that. I go, every day I get this. Because it's on my email, and I go, well, let's see what happened today. And it's always somebody doing something that shouldn't be doing. Yeah, someone came to my door. They were dressed in all black. They were ringing the doorbell. They didn't have anything. I think they're up to no good. What should I do? And someone said, call the police. The next message, 100% of the time, is always call the police. Yet they're all on this message board. They all see it. Like, if someone was doing something illegally, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop, go to my message, go to the message thing.
Yeah.
Let a message so my neighbors can tell me what to do. Call the fucking police. Jesus Christ, okay. Morons.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't drop this topic. I just can't. Because I just realized the grave mistake that I even made and that nobody else has realized. This website is awesome. because if you look at the trending news articles related to this, let me read these. These are the headlines for the related articles that are currently trending on this website, which are probably spawning a whirlpool of hatred from people who are just idiots. babysitter transported to hospital after inserting baby in her vagina.
What?
FBI seizes over 3,000 penises during raid at morgue employee's home. Another one.
That one could be true.
Morgue employee was cremated by mistake while taking a nap.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a story that goes around.
Couple hospitalized after man gets his head stuck in his wife's vagina. Elderly woman accused of training her 65 cats to steal from neighbors. And in Colorado,
cat burglars.
Perfect. In Colorado, Hunter claims he was sexually assaulted by a Sasquatch. Members of the midget crime gang suspected of 55 break-ins. And last but not least, another morgue story. Morgue worker arrested after giving birth to a dead man's baby.
That could happen. Well, should we give the site?
Yes, it's worldnewsdailyreport.com, the world's most trusted news source if you're from Florida.
Or if you work in a morgue, because there seems to be a lot of morgue-themed, you know.
Oh, my God, this is the greatest. Oh, you scroll to the very, 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 very bottom of the page. It says, World News Daily Report assumes all responsibility for the satirical nature of its articles and for the fictional nature of their content. All they post it everywhere on this site that they're not real, but everybody who's commenting and apparently commenting on their own podcasts about it think that it's actually real, for at least for a few minutes.
There used to be a guy, I think it was syndicated, he's out of L.A., and he used to do this. He'd do this voice, and he'd be a fake. He would do fake stories, and people would call up and just start screaming at this guy. And you'd listen to it, but I was the whole time you're like, going, all right, at what point do these people not realize that he's just making this shit up?
Again, this isn't Rush Limbaugh, is it?
No, it's not. It was. I can't remember the guy's name because I used to listen. It was great entertainment when I was driving up north. I'd find a station on satellite. It'd be on satellite, and I'd go because I used to listen to it in California. And I go, these people, they get so pissed off at him because he would take the extreme, no matter what it was, he'd take the extreme. Like, but it was just fake shit.
Nick, are you doing another podcast that we don't know about?
But people just get so pissed off at this stuff, and you're like going, okay, I get it. Like maybe a week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks into it. But 5-10 years later, how do you not know that this guy's just—it's fake? Who doesn't know this is fake?
Well, I mean, think about what was this? What's the Netflix series, Chris, that we watched with the penises?
Oh, the
oh yeah
with Dylan,
Dylan, yeah. American Vandal.
People thought that was real for a longest time. They're like, you realize it's a satire, right? And they're like, what? I'm like, do you really think people would give a shit about dicks on cars?
Dicks on cars.
There was a lot of
two
cars,
minutes
though.
Later. Dicks on cars.
Dude, this is crazy.
Who was that? What, like, was that group?
This is
no idea.
This is a website dedicated to bullshit, and that's people
girls
are getting
oh, girl,
so worked up about it. I love this.
If y'all could see Chris's smile on his face right now,
well, maybe we should come up with a podcast like once a month where we do some kind of fake story. And just see how it goes.
Or maybe you should just come up with a segment where you give us three stories or four stories and we got to pick out the one that's real.
I was listening to a radio show the other day, and it was from here, and it was, which story is from Florida? And they got three stories that were just so bizarre, and you had to figure out which one was from Florida.
Our local radio station, WAAF in Boston, actually has a segment on their morning news show every day, and it's called Florida, Not Like the Rest of Us. And it's just these insane true news stories that come out of Florida.
Yeah, like all three of the stories, I go, there's no way any of those are true. They were all true, but you just had to figure out which one was from Florida.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, one was a woman sued because her coworkers squirted breast milk on her.
Oh, okay.
And that one was from New Jersey, and she got $250,000 settlement.
Wow!
Well, there was some, but they left out. There was some other. I guess she was. There was some other stuff going on that people were talking about sex at work and stuff like that. It was a hostile work environment, but I guess some lady got pissed at her and sprayed her breast milk on her.
That is pretty hostile.
So she sued New Jersey, and won. She was a federal employee.
Oh, okay. I was like, how do you
say I left out the federal employee, but yeah. I said, where do I go to have someone spray breast milk on me? I'll take $250,000. I'll take $200,000.
Usually you have to pay for that sort of thing.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Shit. But I figured the other guy was, it was his name. He got mad, and he, that was the actual one was from Florida. His name was, it was the name that was,
John said, Jacob Jingleheim or something?
Hold on a second. It was actually something like that because the radio guy said something like, it was Schmecker. It was some long, the name was, I was like, oh my God, no wonder the guy has so many anger issues because why would you name your kid that? But that I guess he got mad and this guy cut him off. So he's like waving his gun, but he did it in front of the police station. So he got arrested for, and that was from Florida. But the other one was, I can't remember the other story because I was just focused on the breast milk one. Anyway.
Chris, did you have a story you wanted to share?
There's so many. I'm going to go ahead and let this one be for our listeners to explore, because that website is absolutely priceless. That's worldnewsdailyreport.com. What's their articles are crazy, but what's even more hilarious is the fact that people, this is like the Facebook propaganda machine. This is like the, I hate to quote an asshole, but this is like fake news reports everywhere, where it's like people post these things on Facebook and get so pissed off, and they go to the thing and they just start keyboard warrioring up and like not even realizing that's a completely fake website.
Now, do you think some of their staff is ones in the chat in the message kind of fueling it?
Oh, could be. I mean, yeah for sure.
That's, I mean, if you're trying to get it, I mean, yeah, you,
sure.
You know, those keywords you can get to get people pissed off.
So. Seriously, like when they started quoting Sodom and Gomorrah's script, that, like it's awesome. Anywho, good. I love Florida.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Florida is my favorite place
to make fun of.
Well, it's again. I know a lot of people from Florida. They're all cool. They're all normal. But it's just some of the stuff that comes out of Florida.
Your state is real fucked up.
Yeah, they have some laws and some rules that you sit there and go,
it's America's penis.
You know, and people, how did they get away with that?
I mean, one of my customers said that she vacations in Florida and she refers to it as God's waiting room.
Well, not to make a joke, but you go back to the Casey Anthony thing and you go, how the hell was she found innocent? Literally, how was she found innocent? But
only in Florida.
Yeah, but anyway. Mm. So you're going to commit a crime, go to Florida.
I know we have to make this a shorter show tonight, Jack. Was there an email that you had to share?
There's actually, we have a couple emails, but I'm from Joanne with a plan, but I'm just going to read one this week and read the other one next week.
Ah, split it up. I like it.
How's that good? So we have a shorter show.
Yes. So,
we was time constraints, but if this shortest show is too short, you know, go back and listen to last week's show where we rambled for 2 hours, right?
It was Homer's Odyssey. It was fantastic.
So yeah, usually you get, you know, you get your money's worth with us. That's, we're not from Florida. So is that the title of this episode?
We're not from Florida.
We're not from Florida.
Oh, that's going to piss people off.
You know what? I don't care.
Sure.
Anyway.
Not it.
I'll take the blame. I don't care.
I was thinking about something along the lines of, you know, the reptile sex, but you know, that's fine.
No, I think we're not from Florida is the better one.
Okay.
I think even people from Florida, I mean, I have no problem making fun of Raleigh.
Florida's on our destination list of places to visit as a family. You know,
I've been to Florida.
We've never taken the kids to Florida. So I've been to Florida. My wife's been to Florida, but they are.
I mean, if you say so. You've never been to Florida, have you never been to Disney?
Yeah, that's true.
I've been to Disney World.
I've never been to Disney World. I've been to Disneyland, but my kids
which is the better of the lands? I've been to Euro Disney, and right now I'm telling you, the Disneyland is the best Disney of the three I've been to.
Interesting. Well, my kids have changed their tune lately. They no longer. I mean, they still kind of want to go to Disney World, but
fun.
There's a marine. Sanctuary there, and I'm trying to remember the name.
I hear they have alligators there.
It's featured in Dolphin Tale and Dolphin Tale 2. And I can't remember the name of the marine aquarium, but
Dolphins does Dallas.
Dolphin what?
Dolphin does Dallas.
I'm not even touching that. So.
Well, obviously,
I'm not going to touch that with your flipper.
Yeah, that's
they call him Flipper.
That's up to Jimmy Olsen. So that's
actually Jimmy Olsen's calling you Flipper.
That's actually an old joke. Have you guys ever heard that one? It's like, how do you make your wife sound like a dolphin?
Oh yeah,
you know it.
No, I
she tries to get in her butt.
Don't do it.
I'm so glad I went this far in my life without ever hearing that joke.
Way to go, Matt, for bringing up all these.
So I did not bring up these jokes. You guys were talking about Florida. I'm talking about. I'm actually talking about something legit that my family's going to do.
For the record, you know? Neither of those jokes were told by me. my name is Chris. I want to set the record straight. I had nothing to do with that.
Okay, I had the alligator joke. Okay, I said it.
I said Flipper does Dallas. I'll own that one.
So all of us, all of us but Matt are guilty. Though Matt's the reason he brought up Florida and the Dolphins was to set us up.
No, I didn't. That's not what I'm here to do. I was actually trying to bring it around to like what Florida has to offer. They have more to offer than just Disney World and a couple crazy men and women. So
crazy people.
Crazy people. But you know, I mean, Florida man, Florida woman is a thing. I mean, it's out there. So
like Sasquatch.
Chris is trying to keep it together.
Raping people.
And by the way, you
Sasquatch,
said
Sasquatch, not Chris. The Sasquatch. Like another correction just for the airwaves. That was the Sasquatch he's referring to.
The Sasquatch story actually sounds legit. I mean, mm-hmm. there are some really messed up Sasquatch stories out there.
Speaking of Sasquatch, Jack is frozen in a really precarious manner. He looks kind of like a Sasquatch.
He does. Jack does look like a boxing trainer.
He does.
He's got like the protective headgear on that you go and you get your ass kicked in the ring.
Yeah.
Nick and I actually were talking about this before you could actually hear us, Chris, but you are the Irish boxer from Boston.
Yeah.
Jack's your trainer.
Yeah. With a medicine ball, just throwing it in your stomach constantly. Yeah.
So one of my employees was taking some pictures today, and they took a picture of me, and actually I've never looked more like a goddamn gangster in my entire life than in this picture here, where I totally look like
Yeah, you do. I see it.
I'll have to share that one for the group. But yeah,
I'm surprised you didn't make that your profile pic.
No, I've chose the one that my wife said she liked.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you got to do that. Speaking of choosing things that your wife likes, I needed to have your guys' opinion on this.
Sorry.
That's where my mind's been all day.
I know. There's been a ton of that's what she should said that's jokes she, just trying to get to this point. A debate kind of, well, it's not a debate. To shave my mustache or to keep my facial hair?
Oh, you have some facial hair?
Thanks for that. All right. Okay. I should not have just asked these two assholes. What do you, the listeners, think since you can't even see my ugly mug?
I just trimmed my beard down. I got to trim it again. What do you think?
Yeah, looks good.
I think you should shave it.
It's actually a little. It's actually really short for you, Chris.
Yeah, it's very, very short.
Oh.
This is the weirdest interlude before as we try to stall time before Jack to jump back on.
Yeah,
he may never come back.
Yeah, so. I think he's gone. I think. I don't know what to think. I just think he's not from Florida.
So yeah, my kids want to go see this dolphin aquarium, and
that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, so I've been to Florida a few times. I have been to some really great places in Florida, actually. So for work, I went to I think it was Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, that's way south. Yeah,
not kind of near Miami, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I definitely have been to Disney World. My aunt has or had a condo in Clearwater.
Yeah,
and that was cool. That's kind of a cool little area. We should go down and see. I never got to go see him play in Fort Myers, but the Red Sox have their farm team in Fort Myers, so
right. My
mom and dad go down there to Fort Myers all the time. I did go to see a Red Sox play at Tropicana Field, and that was interesting. I don't know if you've ever been to Tropicana Field before, but that place is like a plastic jungle. It was weird.
That's Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was just
it, back.
Tampa Bay, and just for geographic speaking, Tampa Bay is fairly close to Clearwater, so that's with the trip that we made.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know where we're at, but I was going to talk about the three different Disney World, Disney World, Disneyland, and Euro Disney. Disney World is really big. It's like, what, five different parks? And they have a few good attractions, so you have to go to all five to enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. Disneyland, it's all there. It's like you have California Disney, and then, yes – And then the other one, Euro Disney lines are optional.
Really? He froze again.
Oh, no, there he is.
Did you hear the Euro Disney part?
Lines are optional.
Lines are optional. That's what we found out in Euro Disney. All right, let's get this email before my computer just dies on me here. This is from Joanne with a plan. She has two emails. We're going to read one first, and one this week and one next week. Not that anyone can't, but it's just a short show, and we have to condense it. Said Nick, Matt, Jack, and Chris. Ooh, Chris is last. How's that make you feel, Chris?
They save the best.
But Nick is first. There you go, Nick.
All right.
But Matt is second. I don't understand why Matt's ahead of me, but that's okay.
I did send Joanne a drawing. So
I did see it. You sent out for John and Joanne, right?
Yeah. And Dez also shared.
And Dez, that's right.
So I appreciate everybody that shares their photos.
Dez, who's from? Where's Dez from?
Dez is from Florida.
Oh, Florida, that's right.
Hi, Dez.
I forgot about that. I love Florida.
Basically,
I love Dez. I don't like her state, but I love Dez.
Shout out to Greg also, who works at an amusement park there. So for Legos, so he's from Florida.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, I'm not a fan of the Legoland of San Diego. Just saying, I can feel your pain. I can feel the pain of both Jack August birthday and Nick January 1. I was born on Labor Day, and since school always started the first Wednesday after Labor Day, that meant I never had school birthday party. My birthday is heralded to the end of summer at the start of school. My birthday was always within a week and sometimes a day before school, and so I gave my parents the excuse to give me no toys, games, and instead I got school clothes and supplies.
Oh, that's
not sucks. That 50 years later, I'm still bitter about that.
Yeah, I would be too.
But you know, what's practical though? Yeah, clothes. You got to have clothes, right?
Yeah, but you don't
and school supplies.
Don't try to rationalize this
for a kid.
I'm trying to see both sides.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're not a Libra.
That was also awful for me as well. Because my best friend was my grandmother. My grandmother was
best friend was your grandmother?
My best
That's so sad, dude.
My grandmother was best friend.
I love
friends.
My grandmother, but geez. Yeah.
My best friend was an alligator.
We are changing the episode title to My Best Friend is My Grandmother. Who does not live in Florida.
He does not live in Florida. Maybe, just
well, maybe she
there. My grandmother was best friends with my best friend. My
wow. Well, even your grandma got around. She's not a best friend.
Okay, maybe she is in.
That's not even cougar territory, man. I know.
It's a lynx territory.
Shit.
Okay. My grandmother was best friends with my best friend's grandmother. So
okay.
They always went shopping together, and they would always buy the same shit for us both. So we would always come to school dressed exactly alike, and it was just like fucking torture.
You know, that would have been a very funny story, but I couldn't.
If I hadn't let into that.
Yeah, the preface was better.
And your best friend.
Yeah. For the record, for those listening at home, Jack was literally crying a second ago. Oh, man. Yeah, he's crying right now.
Well, I cry a lot. I'm a sensitive person.
I got tongue-tied.
So anyway, Joanne
like,
goes,
both me and my best friend got these weird fucking silverware for Christmas like 3 years in a row.
Yeah. That's my mom, but yeah. Oh, my grandmother got me the, yeah, she did. She gave me some china sometime.
Joanne? Your grandmother got you china?
Yeah, she did. She got me like some old-ass china one time. I was like, what the hell am I going to do?
Dude, what the fuck is the matter with holidays?
You know, like post-Christmas, like, I don't want this fucking china. I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, my God.
It's
going to
be a reality show.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Nick. Here are some shelves.
That's basically what it is.
We don't give you the elf.
Next year, I'm going to fill it with china.
But don't eat on it.
It's a good dish towel for you.
Oh, Nick, I'm sorry.
Anyway, Joanne goes on to say, the worst part was that Nick's grandmother was my grandma's best friend.
Wow.
Oh. I don't think Nick has ever regretted telling a story more in his entire Ramblecast career. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Just know that I'm going to cry later tonight and shave my mustache, but go ahead.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm serious. Okay. All right. Jack is
Hey Joanne, thanks for the email.
Thanks for the email.
I'll save this one for next week.
maybe I'll just send out a drawing, just one drawing. You know, sweet. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
This and is- scene. Okay. but then there was my mom, whose birthday is on December 23rd. Actually, it's somewhat good. At least
the email's still going.
her mother or her grandmother?
Her mom. Her mom who is best friend.
Is this Joanne or is this Nick sending an email? I can't.
Yeah. Nick dressed up as Joanne sending an email. December 31st. Which... it's New Year's Eve, right? So, I mean, how can you celebrate that?
December 23rd.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
The 31st. Did I say that?
No, you said 23rd.
Okay. This is actually somewhat good. At least for us kids, we ended up with 3 days of parties. Mom's birthday, Christmas Eve, and Christmas.
He's using a picture.
He's so tickled.
Yeah. He can't handle it. He can't handle it. Come on, Jack.
I'm trying. Okay. Fuck being Spanish. Okay, I'm better now. We did try to make it a separate celebration. My daughter Katie's birthday was on January 6th. For those who don't know, it's the 12th day of Christmas. We celebrate the legend of the three wise men and thus officially end Christmas season. We all always try to tie in a separate event that went the whole last day of the Christmas theme. Okay. And then my grandson, who is best friends with Nick's grandma, was born on December 8th. Now, as a grandma, I recognize more than ever the unfairness my mom and daughter face. Even if, as I will, I once try to separate birthdays and Christmas and birthdays at the end of summer, there's always some seasonal and even practical concern. If I buy Kevin the same amount of birthday and Christmas as I do for my granddaughter, Quinn, who was born in April, I will be selecting his presents for essentially what he wants for Christmas, while she will never have her Christmas list. Go forward 4 months, and you're likely to have different lists based on timing. I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to balance. Maybe a midsummer event for both. I will think of something. Yeah. Joanne with the plan. It is tough. It is tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, midsummer event. That sounds fun. I buy my kids birthday gifts and Christmas presents throughout the year, actually. So whenever they're on set. And now is the, well, maybe not now, but right after Christmas is a great time to buy, you know, future birthday gifts. Of course, you'd have to wait so long to give.
But they might, but like
presents.
I think she was saying that there might not be into what.
Right. No, I know. I see the time delay there. So that is a tricky situation. Because
both my daughters were born. I was born in August. My dad was August. My aunt was August. But both my daughters were born in August, August 3rd and August 30th. Actually, my oldest daughter was born the same day as my dad. So people used to go, why don't you just have birthdays of the same day? instead of having two different birth, I think it was people telling, you know, you could make it easier on us. We only have to come over once, you know, for, you know, birthday parties, how they are each. But like my wife said, he goes, no, that's their special day. We're not going to lump them in together. So that's why we always separated it and did it that way. So, but people always go, why don't you just have the birthdays on the same day?
Yeah, the kids do want to have their own day.
It's their special day. They should have their own.
So, but
special day. So anyway, that's all I got. But thank you. We'll read your next email, your other email next week. Did she get a drawing for this, Nick? I mean, Chris? Matt. I mean,
the other two guys. What are you doing for a fucking drawing these days? Come on, guys. Chop, chop. I mean, I got the notepad. What do you guys got to draw on?
Oh, I have the notepad.
I think there should be a Jack versus Matt draw off in one of the upcoming episodes.
Oh.
If you guys both have a notepads, so you gotta put them to use.
Okay, I'll do that next week.
Okay. Yeah, and we're.
I don't think Matt's gonna want that. Sorry.
We're working on a versus too. Not to tease anybody, but we were kind of
we were spitballing, but
spitballing. So but
Nick kind of shot down Chris's. I mean Matt's.
yeah. So I guess maybe the versus is what our versus is, but that's not gonna work. So
I liked it, but Nick was right. I don't think the other one would win.
Yeah. So just to let people know. Pizza, because we just had our patrons pizza party. I was thinking, hey, a versus on pizza, and Jack can have his favorite choice.
Well, we could go with toppings instead of location, instead of going to New York or Chicago.
That's what I was thinking, Chicago versus New York. But, Nick thinks New York's going to win. But
what's on a Florida pizza? The Daily Planet. Jimmy Olsen.
Condoms and
you can't get Jimmy Olsen off the pizza.
Mickey Mouse ears. Toppings wouldn't be so bad, I suppose, but it's kind of tricky though.
Well, so. I want cheese.
I don't know, like a grandma style pizza is pretty good.
Oh yeah,
that was not supposed to be as clever as it sounded, but there actually is a grandma style pizza, which is it's all just marinara.
Wait,
and they put like
what? You're making this up.
No, it's got a grandma, and it's basically
in what state?
Who said this?
No, it's basically it's just marinara, and then you have like chunks of mozzarella on top with like basil and some. It's pretty good.
Is this something your grandma told you exists?
No, I'll go to the pizza place. I'll find one and take a picture for you, or you just Google it and you can.
I trust you, Nick. I've never heard of it. I trust you. Grandma's pizza.
Well, I'm glad that your grandma's still your best friend. So I,
although she did forget to call me my birthday this year.
Really?
Yeah. When you said that about, I was like, oh, that's like she forgot to call me this year.
Hey, just
well,
how old
is grandma? How old is grandma?
She is 86.
Okay, that's someone should be reminding. I'm not making a joke here. Someone should be reminding her.
Yeah, you should be calling your grandma on your birthday, dude.
I mean, because my wife actually, she'll do it.
Well, her sister has the same birthday as me. So,
oh, okay, that's how she remembers.
And her sister is 92.
Really?
So,
yeah. I think that's how old my grandma lived to be before she passed.
Because I never remember anybody's birthday. I can't remember any birthdays other than my kids and my wife, of course. And my wife will send out a group text. It's such and such birthday today. So to remind us all whose birthday it is.
Well, if it is your birthday or somebody else's birthday, you might want to use Amazon to shop, right? And what better way to do it than to jandjack.com/Amazon.
Yes.
Buy all your birthday needs. Birthday condoms, birthday hats, party favors.
Trips to Florida. You can get trips to Florida pretty cheap.
Probably. Oh, yeah. Probably.
Toy alligators.
Mm-hmm. But if you use that affiliate link, all of those little pennies get taken from Jeff Bezos, and they go to the Jay and Jack.
Hey, don't let him know that. He'll take it away from us.
That might be. He's on to us. But it does help out all of the Jay and Jack podcasters and the Jay and Jack enterprise, helps put pads of paper on our laps here.
Yeah.
Or not.
What?
I feel bad now.
Well, the other thing,
trust me, I don't need any more stuff in my house. I'm good.
Well, the other thing you could do is give us a rating or a review on iTunes.
Did we get any reviews?
We have not gotten a review. In the fiscal year 2019, not one yet.
I don't want to call people out because I don't like doing that. But everyone bitched and complained that they'd already given a review and they couldn't get a drawing because they'd already given a review. Here we've opened up. If you give her a review on the new link, you can get a drawing. And people are they're too lazy to do it.
Yeah. All you got to do is just go to your podcast, search Ramblecast After Dark.
Yeah. I'll even promote, Jack to give you a drawing. But, if you want one of my drawings, be glad to mail it to you.
Now, so. It might take me longer. I don't have a special line at the post office. I can drop it off.
The other thing you can do is become a patron. Go to jandjack.com. There's a patron link right there. Anywhere from $1 to a million. To a million, you know, if you
give $1 million, you get 3 drawings.
We'll even take Canadian currency if you need to.
I want to have a special thank you for patrons, if I could.
Sure.
I mean, no one specifically, but all the people who are supporting us. I will tell you that although we don't make a career out of doing this show, as for sure.
I am right now.
Yeah. but I want to thank the patrons for contributing. I was able to take some of my funds that I've been kind of banking there for a bit and contribute to a portion of my upcoming child's baby monitor.
Nice.
So thank you.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, I know it does. That little bit every month does.
It's like found money.
Yeah.
It's going to a fund to help me get to Raleigh for the upcoming Raleigh meetup.
Which is in May?
Which is May, the first weekend in in May. So
the first weekend that my kid will be alive. So hey, there you go. Or born, I should say.
And it's my wife's birthday the first week of May, so
all right, and probably Nick's
mine too. Sugar, I can't forget that.
Yours too.
The fifth day of May is special for somebody.
That's my Twitter handle.
It's Cinco de Mayo, isn't it?
It is. So, anyway, if you can contribute a little or contribute a lot, we really do appreciate it. So it does help us out. But there are
that,
a couple.
We're happy you even listen to us. So
there is that. So.
But this time we'd like to thank Tap from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Ed the Letter Carrier, and Joanne with the plan. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for everybody what you do, and thanks for listening. And I want to thank everybody who retweeted the link to last week's podcast who are not on this show.
What?
Because I thought I did that. Not one host tweeted the link anytime I posted. I even said, hey, guys, I even sent him a message. Hey,
I thought I retweeted last week's show.
Did you send a message?
Yeah, I did because I gave you shit about pretzels. Fuck you, Jack. I did retweet last week's episode.
Did you retweet? I you know what? I apologize. Matt did do it. I'm sorry. I apologize, Matt.
I gave you shit about the pretzels. So
yeah, you did. I apologize. I'm sorry. I thought it was on Facebook. You did that, but you did,
Jack.
You did do that on Twitter.
Thanks.
Get off my back. I also retweeted your post.
Last week's?
7 seconds ago, but I did it.
7 seconds ago. That's exactly what she said.
All right, I'll start putting you guys at.
Yes.
Yeah, I like to do extra work. It's okay.
I literally use Twitter to when I remember to retweet the show. I actually forgot my password, but I figured it out.
The password is password. Anyway, that's it. That's all we got. Sorry for the shorter show this week, but like Matt said, you can go listen to, or was it Matt or Chris or what? Someone said it.
I don't know how short it was. We still print pretty
full. Yeah, it still feels like a little, you know.
Well, that's and whose fault is that? That's Nick's fault.
Someone got so tickled they couldn't talk.
Sorry, it's just crappy.
All right, well, great show, guys. One in the grandmother.
Yeah. Wait, that sounded wrong. That sounded nasty. Okay.
Only in Florida. Yeah.
Great grandmother, one in a show. No, that doesn't work either. All right,
great show, kids. One in a million.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Bye.
See you.
See you later.